5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Lucky idiots, you can be one. There's a few lines open if you want to jump in for the 5 second rule. Let's start with Cheyenne in Tennessee. Hello, Cheyenne.
Hi.
Hi. We're going to give you a number and then a category. For example, I might say three uses for sugar, and then Steve would hit go, and then you would name three uses for sugar, like putting on your cereal, making things sweet, and icing roads. Oh! Probably wouldn't give you that. That was terrible, but you get the idea. You have to get it in before the mummy sounds. Cheyenne, are you ready?
I am ready.
Your number is three. Your category is famous works of art. Begin.
Picasso...
Sounded like you just said an artist.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the whispered, dang it, right after the mummy squalp.
Oh, it's so hard to think about it whenever you're under that much pressure.
It is. It's very different. Thank you, Cheyenne. Years ago, we were at a morning show boot camp, and this has been a staple game we've played in under one form or another for 25 years, off and on. And then the other one we did all the time was where we did the game, where if you could speak for 30 seconds without screwing up any sort of pauses or anything, you would win. And so we go to radio camp, and this is back when TiVos were new and iPods were new. And at radio camp, they're filling some time as people were drifting in, and they said, hey, anybody want to play one of these games? If you can do it, you can win one of these prizes. I'm like, oh, man, that would be sweet. I could win a TiVo or an iPod. Didn't have either one. So the guy running it says, Free Beer, why don't you come up here and do it? Free Beer from Free Beer and Hot Wings. I go up there and I'm like, oh, I am so confident. They give me the game. And I'm like, oh, God. Because whenever we would practice it on the air, I was pretty good at it, even though I can't speak when I'm not timed. And I don't remember what the topic was, but let's say it was, what is the best cereal on the cereal aisle? And my first word was, like he said go, and I said And it was so embarrassing. And so I just wanted to say for Cheyenne and all of the others who will play, I understand the difference between no pressure and pressure.
Yeah.
Because I failed so miserably. Yeah. And my miserably did not love comfortably. This is Joe in Kokomo. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Ready to play?
Hey. I think so.
Okay.
All right, Joe, your number is three and your category is sports teams that don't exist anymore. Go.
Indians. Yeah, you got me.
Just shy.
Seattle Supersonics, Atlanta Thrashers,
Houston Oilers,
Washington Seminoles,
Senators. Yes, they became the Minnesota Twins. But yeah. Joe, thank you. This is Spencer in Nashville. Hi, Spencer.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Good. Good.
Spencer, Kelly's got a number and a category for you.
I do. Spencer, name three stores you could buy perfume at.
Macy's, Target, Kroger's.
Probably.
Yeah. They got everything there.
Yeah, yeah. They got some body sprays at Kroger. We'll give you that.
Done.
Nice job, Spencer.
That's a lucky idiot account. Way to go, Spencer. This is Andrew in Indiana. Hello, Andrew.
Hello. Hey. I'm not from Indiana, though, sir.
Hello, Andrew from Illinois.
Yay. There we go.
There it is.
That's the one. Maitland's got one for you.
All right, Andrew. I want you to name three foods from movies that you most want to try.
Go.
Popcorn, lasagna, and pizza.
Did you think... So you've never had popcorn?
Yeah, I goofed up on that one.
Okay.
That's just the first thing that popped into my head.
Three foods you said from movies, or foods from movies he wants to try.
Yeah, popcorn's been featured in movies.
I do love popcorn.
Lasagna was heavily featured in the Garfield movie.
Okay, if you want to give it to him, I'm
in. Yeah,
Andrew,
you've
won.
Andrew.
I would have hung up on you, but Maitland says you won. Hold on. Let's see. Maggie in Grand Rapids. Hello, Maggie.
Hello.
Hello, you ready to play?
I think so.
Okay. Your number is 3, and it's first name and last initial of 3 of your friend's husbands you want to have sex with.
Ted, J, Frankie, and Tom J.
I was way after the buzzer, but...
we'll give it to you.
I feel like we'll give it to you. Yeah, that was a little shocking, I suppose. This is Austin in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Hello, Austin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud.
All right, Austin, your number is 4, and your category is jungle animals. Go.
Panther, snake, monkey, bird.
Bit too late. Sorry, yeah. Austin.
I was trying to think of the actual name.
Yeah, that was a mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Thank you, Austin.
The coach just said bird.
Bird. Snake, bird, dog. Marty, hey, bud.
Marty.
Hey.
Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready to play.
Marty, what percentage of people say it like Steve did just now?
Probably 50-50.
50-50. Marty! It's impossible not to. No. Even my kids, we watched that movie once, and now all of them are like, Marty!
Yeah. Yes.
Back to the Future.
When they first meet me, everybody.
Right.
Marty, I want you to name 5 places you don't want to find pudding.
My eye, my nose, my ear, my safety square.
No. Safety square.
Yeah, that's true, but that's
that
only 4.
Only 4. Sorry,
Marty.
Marty!
Marty! Marty! Michael! In Tennessee. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
All right, Michael, I need you to name 4 cars from the movie Cars. Go.
Lamborghini. Porsche.
Oh!
No.
Oh.
I thought he was trying to say Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
And it came out.
Lightning McQueen.
Well, I almost did.
Sally.
I almost did.
Thank you, Michael. Have. Sorry, bud.
I was like, Light McQueenie.
I'm passionate about that thing.
She is. This is Frank in the loudest part of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Hi, Frank.
Sorry. Hi.
Are you skydiving?
No. I just had to drive. I'm driving to the store. Sorry.
What are you driving?
A truck.
Okay. Well, let's do this real quick. Frank, your number is 3.
Nope.
Name your 3 favorite porn search terms. Go.
Pornhub, OnlyFans, and Penthouse.
No, those are not search terms. Those are where you go to enter them. Thank you, Frank.
I mean, you could go to a porn site and type in OnlyFans.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
But if you go to Pornhub and type in Pornhub, it's not specific.
Very meta.
It is. Joe in Nashville. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, your number is 3, and your category is things that big rig trucks haul. Go.
Steel, wood, and water.
There you go.
That was easy.
Didn't overthink it.
Didn't? Oh, that's the key, isn't it, Steve?
Yep.
Rob in Decatur. Hello, Rob.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Rob, I want you to name 5 places that you think are itchy.
My butt, my feet, armpits, my head, and my balls.
Oh, perfect.
Boy, you itch all over, and that's fortunate because it allowed you to win that game. Well done, Rob. Melissa, hey, bud.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Do you think you can do this?
I hope so.
Okay. Imagine while you're answering that Maitland is shaking you by the shoulders. I think that'll help. Okay. Good luck.
Oh, it's my turn. Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah. Well, Melissa, I need you to name 4 purple things you can see right now. Go.
Flowers, shutters, the door, and windows.
Shutters. Yeah.
Well, you're a winner in a very tacky house, that's for sure. That's too much purple. Melissa, hold on. Well done. All right. For those who call him Tim, hello, Tim in Tennessee. Welcome.
Morning.
Your number is 4. Your category is things you would never put on pizza to eat. Begin.
Pineapple, ketchup, ranch, mayonnaise.
I mean, 2 of those are pretty often found on pizza. ranch and
yeah, but you said he wouldn't put.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, you squeak that one in. Yeah. Got to give it to you, Tim. Hold on.
Doesn't mean that some wouldn't.
George. Hello, George.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, bud?
How are you?
Good. Steve's ready to test you.
All right, George. Your number is 3, and your category is coworkers that really annoy you. Go.
That would be Steven, Randy, and Michael.
Oh!
And Jonathan.
Did you make eye contact with them when you said they were annoying?
No, I'm at a patrol vehicle, so they can't hear me.
Okay, good. All right, George, hold on. Let's see. This is Mike on Cape Cod, listening on Pixie 103. Hi, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, I want you to tell me 4 male celebrities that you think smell bad.
Oh, geez. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and Jesus.
No.
You think Jesus would smell bad? I mean, in that era, everybody.
Yeah, everyone kind of.
Yeah, might be.
You know, it's not like deodorant and, you know, aftershave.
I think Clooney and Pitt smell fantastic.
Oh, I've heard.
Damon?
Really? I've heard Brad Pitt is very au naturel.
Yeah, I think Damon would smell great, but Pitt would smell like a pit.
I bet Clooney smells like cologne that no one else can buy.
Yeah.
It's called Clooney.
There she is, everybody. There she is. Always just lying in the weeds waiting to pun. I love it. Don't ever stop.
I love your scent. What is it?
It's George Clooney.
It's Clooney by Clooney.
Clooney, Cologne. All he did is start pronouncing the E in cologne. Kelly, who do you think would be the smelliest celebrities? I can only assume you had someone in mind.
So what's that guy?
Kid Rock.
Well, yes.
Dax Shepard.
Yeah, Dax Shepard. Uh-huh. Maybe the guy, maybe. Though, that's always a mess. He's older. He did one of our...
Tom Arnold.
No.
What's
Gary
his name?
Busey.
Gary Busey. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. He probably... sharts a lot.
I feel like he smells like old man smell, but yeah, like
I mean,
old
he
man
is
that
old,
wears
right?
Depends. Yeah.
He's got to be close to 80.
Yeah, him.
I think.
Who's
so
the
that's
guy
a good one.
That does the show Big Mouth? What is his name?
Big Mouth. John Mulaney?
No, but he's friends with him. Nick Kroll.
Oh, Nick Kroll. He does seem like he would just smell like, at best, laundry that was left wet too long.
Yeah.
What celebrity woman? It's harder to say that a woman looks like they'd smell.
I always think back to that video of Emma Stone reading mean things about her, where it's like Emma Stone looks like she smells like cat pee.
And she was like, oh.
But they don't say pee.
Man. Who else? So you think Emma Stone stinks?
She always looks like she smelled something bad, so I have to assume it's herself.
Rough day for Emma Stone, Steve.
Sorry, girl.
Definitely Tom Arnold.
Probably. I bet Nicholson stinks at this point.
Yes.
Of mayonnaise and whatever bird flew into a crack in his body.
from the sub sandwich picture.
Eric Andre probably smells really sweaty.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Tommy, what celebrities in your world probably stink?
In my world, Steve
like
Buscemi
Gyarados?
Looks like
oh,
he
Steve
would
Buscemi?
Stink.
Steve Buscemi? How dare you?
I think so.
I don't know why I did that. Sorry about that.
Sounds like you got a thinking problem.
I do. I got a little brain fart right there.
Yeah.
Women? Mm-hmm. I have a weird feeling that Sabrina Carpenter doesn't smell good.
Okay.
Really? She has a perfume line.
So?
And smells like
maybe it's
delicious
cover up.
Desserts.
I don't know. I
probably
just think
not.
She's too perfect. There's got to be something, and I'm putting money on Skint.
Do you think Sydney Sweeney stinks?
No.
No. I think that she definitely is all natural, and I think that she rocks it. I don't know. It just makes sense that she would just be like, smell like petunias or something.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I'm certain you're right. Steve, you said no, like you were defending her.
Yeah, my girl.
Not a bad choice.
Yeah.